Attention, coffee lovers. Are you tired of bland, uninspired coffee that leaves you feeling underwhelmed? It's time to upgrade your coffee game with Strong Coffee Company. Strong Coffee is specially crafted to deliver a bold and powerful flavor that will keep you energized, focused throughout the day. Made with premium beans sourced from the best coffee growing regions around the world, Strong Coffee is expertly roasted to bring you out the rich, complex flavors that make each cup a truly satisfying experience. But that's not all. Strong Coffee Company also offers a variety of benefits to enhance your coffee experience. The coffee is packed with natural ingredients like MCT oil and grass-fed collagen protein, which can boost your health, energy, support your healthy skin, joints, and more. Plus, the convenient single-serve packets made it easy to enjoy coffee on the go, at work, or while traveling. And now, for a limited time only, Strong Coffee is offering a special promotion for new customers. Use the promo code CHAMP at checkout and receive 15% off your first purchase. So why settle for mediocre coffee when you can experience the bold and invigorating flavor of Strong Coffee Company along with its many benefits? Head to their website, strongcoffee.com, and place your order today using the promo code CHAMP for an unbeatable deal.
Real show, here we go. Real show, here we go. You know that it's gotta be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man FE. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task, check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp, let the bomb blast.
Take that knife, stab by his chest.
For a violent guy, you're really not violent, unless it's like a.
I mean, honestly,
unless it's a bunch of like Bennies on the boardwalk.
That's what I say. Shit, you know? Like,
I feel like you, all of us, right, have a natural tendency to want to fight dudes that aren't from the area.
That's just you want to rip your hood,
right? Right. They're in our hood.
Yeah.
You want to be like, get the fuck out of. Yeah. I remember. You know my old roommate Scott and Vic?
Yeah.
I used to live with them over down off Fisher Boulevard. We all lived together, and we were out one night, and we were pulling into not the new Wawa, you know, the old. Well, it's still there actually. The Wawa on the corner of across from the breakfast place, the little one, in the strip mall.
Yep.
Yeah, we were pulling in there from 37, and it's kind of a tight little driveway to pull in, and there was a car from New York pulling out. And there wasn't enough room for us to pull in. So Vic's like laying on the horn. We're coming from the clubs in Seaside. We're all banged up, right? We're probably going to a f***ing after party or something, right? Excuse me. Effing after party. And bleep that. And I could see the plate clearly says New York on it, right? They were in like a blacked out SUV. And Vic lays on the horn, like, you know, throws his hands up. And these guys jump out, right? We're not even in the parking lot yet. And these guys jump out. And they're definitely New York boys, like Brooklyn, Bronx boys, whatever. You know what I mean? Talking shit, right? So we squeeze in past them, they back up, and it just goes down, bro. We just start.
You guys fight for them?
Oh, yeah. Bro. It was like, I think there was three of us, four of them, and it's going down. And I remember I got this kind of chubby kid, right? He wasn't scared to fight. And I'm squaring off with this chubby kid. And I remember somehow I got a hold, I grabbed at his neck, and he had this huge gold chain on, right? It was massive. And
was
I got
a real thing. Was real.
Oh, bro, I sold it. 100% real.
You got it.
I got it and sold
Hell
it.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Anyway, I'm teeing off on this dude. I got his chain because that's what it was. Never mind. He took it off and was trying to whip me with it. That's what it was. He was trying to whip me with his chain. Now I remember. So I got it in my hand, ripped it away from him, and someone yelled, "Cops are coming! Cops are coming!" I think there was a cop on the other side of Route 37 with his lights, and he had to bang the unit. And they all jumped in the car, and this kid's like, "He's got my chain! He's got my chain! I can't leave!" Right? I was like, "Yeah, I got your chain!" Right? This thing was huge, bro. I took it to a pawn shop and sold it.
It wasn't a chain, it was a Benoit ball.
No, it was real gold, bro. I forget what I got for $500 or something, but
really?
It was probably worth thousands. But you know,
That's funny. That's. I felt like Seaside in high school. You could drive if you could just drive up and down 37 and get into a fight with somebody.
Yep. But almost never with guys here.
No.
It's always dudes from New York. Always.
Yeah.
They come down and act like it's their
I used to love,
Tommy Cheese balls.
I used to love so they because being on the boardwalk, they'd be like, you know, getting somewhere. I'm from New York. I'm from right here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a different. I will say this. It's a different way of fighting down here than I grew up. Growing up in a little town of Maine, I never saw people get jumped. I never saw, you know, like 5-on-2. It was always just a bunch of dudes in a parking lot after the bar closed. The bar was closed up there at 1 o'clock. Mm. Pete and Larry's was the name of the bar. It was the bar inside of the Holiday Inn in Ellsworth, Maine. And that was the nearest bar to us that was any good at all. It was probably 45 minute ride from my house. Closed at 1, bro. Last call was at like 12:30, right? So you're there at like 9 o'clock. You're drinking at like 9 o'clock, right? I mean, I moved here when I was 22, I think. So I had like a year of drinking in Maine, right? I actually had a fake ID for a while too. But there was a Navy base in Winter Harbor with, you know, we called them squids. They were Navy guys, right? And it was a small base, but they would always be out at the bars. They were from all over the country, but they were dicks, you know? They were always trying to get the girls, our girls. You know, bro, get your dirty Ohio hands off our girls, you know what I mean? And it was always a problem with these guys. Me and my buddy Phil were always fighting squids, right? But either he was fighting one in the parking lot and the whole bar was watching, you know, like the local guys and the Navy guys, and he would just watch it go down, best man would win.
And it was fair, always.
Always. I never saw people getting kicked in the face or jumped until I moved to Jersey and got my ass handed to me, bro.
You thought the guy was going to give you the fucking civil handshake and
it was probably the worst beating I ever got in my life, but it was by numerous people. I used to live with this kid, Mike, in Whiting, and he liked the newbie and queens. He liked the black girls, right? So there was a club out in, was it Browns Mills or out that way? Browns Mills, I think. And it was called, what was the name of it? It doesn't matter. I can't think of the name of it, but he would go out there.
Hunka Bunka?
No, Hunka Bunka. Hunka Bunka was my joint. I got my pinky broke by a bouncer at Hunka Bunka one time.
Your pinky? Yeah, sounds
so
rough.
No. They beat. that's another story. I'll tell that one later. But we went to this club, and they were there every weekend, and they were like the only two white boys in there. My buddy Mike and his buddy Nick, right? Well, one time they talked me into going, like, come on, bro. So I went in there. I just sat at the bar the whole time. One time I got up to go pee. It was an unusual scene for me. I was just like, I'd never been there before, so I was probably a little nervous, you know what I mean? I just felt like the most white boy ever, right, sitting there at the bar. And they were having the time of their life. They're on the dance floor, right? I'm just giving them thumbs up, like, yeah. You know, and I'm probably 22, 23 years old. I'm
skinny,
right? Totally out of my element, you know what I mean?
You don't even know what rap music is?
Yeah.
Stuff's hurting my ears.
No, I knew what rap music was, but I went to go to the bathroom, and you had to go through the middle of the dance floor to get to the bathroom. I walked through the middle of the dance floor, and I'm trying, you know, just to kind of like squeeze my way. Well, one dude didn't want me walking by him, and she shoulder checks me, right?
You said she?
No, dude.
Okay.
Shoulder checks the shit out of me, right? So I'm like, I knew better. I'm like, this is probably not the best place. I'm going to fucking, you know what I mean? But I registered in my head, you know what I mean? I remember you remember Kangol hats?
Yeah.
He had a Kangol hat on, right? Okay. So,
hello, cool J.
So I just went back. I sat down. I was like, fucking shut your fucking mouth. Just sit here. Let the boys do the thing. Have fun, right? Well, the end of the night comes. Place closes down or is closing down. Everybody's kind of on their way out. Well, we're parked in the back, bro, in a big dirt parking lot. Big black dirt parking lot. No lights, right? There's no lights back there at all. So,
You said it was a black parking lot? What do you mean by that?
You fucking idiot. Black as in dark, you fucking moron. See, you made me swear. We're trying to swear less on this show. So, anyway, no lights. And I go to walk out before them to go to the car, right? And the guy with the Kangol hat on is at the door. So, on my way out. So, I just walked by and I said, nice hat. Like an idiot. Like an asshole, right? And he's like, oh, you motherfucker. You fucking white boy. You know what I mean? And I didn't realize he followed me into the back parking lot, right? Well, him and a couple of his buddies, right? So now, and the club is emptying out. Oh, I think it was called Mercedes, I think. But anyway, it's emptying out. So more and more people are coming out. And this guy wants to fight, right? So I'm like, fuck, why did I say that?
He's like, dude, I really like your hat. Yeah, what'd you get?
Yeah. No, he knew, right? He just didn't like me from the start, right? So I get to the car. Car's locked because they got the keys. They're still inside, right? I'm like, fuck, this is bad. This is not good, right? So this guy starts talking shit, you know, calling me all these names and stuff. And then it was just on. Me and him start scrapping. People are out there. There's a whole bunch. Now there's a pretty good sized crowd out there watching it go down. And I'm giving what I got. I'm trying to, you know, I'm doing all right against this guy. I remember we slammed off a couple cars. I'm only 21. I'm not like big like I am now, but I'm, you know, I grew up brawling, fighting. I could hold my own. So we're fucking bouncing off cars. People are chiming in. Everybody's on his side. Nobody's on my side, right?
Get that white
boy. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was, right? So we're going at it, and then Nick and Mike finally come around the corner and see me. And they're like,
start cheering. No, get him! No, get him!
No, they actually tried to help me out, but before you know it, they're getting their asses kicked, right? Mm. So now it's the three white boys just getting absolutely fucking demolished in this, you know, bad parking lot. So I remember at one point I got knocked down. I remember I was trying to get back up, and I looked and I could see Mike, my roommate, like maybe 10 feet away from me, and he was on all fours too, like trying to get up. Because he got knocked down, and somebody ran and punted his face like it was a football. I saw it, you know, and he was out. And I was like slow motion, you know what I mean? I was like, fuck, this is not good. So finally, Nick gets in the car, just trying to start the car. They're ripping the doors open, trying to rip him out. I get in the back seat. I just kind of jump in the back seat. Quickly, I forget how he got up, but he's like, he's out of it. Mike's completely, totally out of it. And he's trying to get in the passenger side seat, and they're trying to drag us all out of the car, right? And I'm like, fuck, this is not good. Why did I have to say something about this guy's hat, right? So anyway, I remember they dragged Nick, who was trying to drive away with a car, dragged him out, beat the living shit out of him. I tried getting out. Some big chick had her ass up against the door, so I couldn't get out, right? It was bad, bro. We got the living shit kicked out of all of us. I had to call out of work the next day. I had this huge boot print on the side of my face. Mike probably didn't go to work for 2 weeks because his face was so fucked up. It was bad, bro. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yep.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
What was the lesson learned?
Just keep your comments to yourself. Don't talk about anybody's hat. You know.
Yeah, but you think who's wrong in the whole ordeal?
I think, you know, I this is my take on it. I really did not go there to cause any problems. I was trying to get to the bathroom. I wasn't bumping anybody, pushing anybody. This guy just didn't like me. He just didn't like me and fucking totally shoulder checked me, and I didn't say shit.
So was it 3-on-3, and you guys just?
No, bro. It was like 3-on, I would say at least 10.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when, like, coming up, we always had one-on-one fights. So I've been in group fights, but, and you got to always know to watch your back for the situations like you were in.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if my people were fighting, we always try to fight one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is that was very early on when I was here. I've seen that a million times since.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? People fucking getting knocked down and just some random dude running up and booting them in the face. I never saw that shit in, like, dude, Maine. Like, small towns, it's not like that.
One time, I won't put them out, but a guy we know.
I know who you're talking about. I already know who you're talking about.
He's a cop now.
Oh, no, I don't know.
We won't say who. He's a cop now. I think I must have been a freshman or sophomore in high school. He was probably a junior, senior kid. And he's fighting some kid. Yeah, one-on-one fight. We had the numbers. So if he wanted to jump this kid, we would have crushed him. We didn't need to. So, like I said, if we had numbers and my guy was losing, we let our guy take the L. Mm-hmm. Our guy wasn't losing. And he was like, he had a boot in, like, you know, like a leg in, right? Mm-hmm. Or a hook, right? In jiu-jitsu. And was pretty much riding like cross body riding, just like bang, 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 just beating this dude up. I'm like, someone said, let him up. So let him up. And then the dude just kind of was like on all fours.
Yeah.
And someone screamed, kick him in the face.
Exactly what happened to my friend.
And boom, this dude was also a soccer player. Kicked him in the face. This dude, I swear, he went like 5 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. And then back down, boom. We're all like, oh! And he's like, he gets his kid like down, out for like a minute, seems like. Mm-hmm. Gets up, stumbles, like falls 15 feet down the road in some bushes again. Oh, again! Dude, this kid, I guess in retrospect, I feel bad. I mean, the kid definitely deserved a beating, so, you know, that's how it went down. But this dude had black eyes for months.
So did Mike.
For months.
So did my roommate. Looked like, I look bad, bro. Like, my face, like, I must have caught, like, a boot here that, like, scun up my face. So mine was, like, raw. Like, you know, it was, like, bloody. But his eyes were buttoned shut. It was bad, bro. Yeah. But, so he used to DJ out there once in a while. He would, like, fill in DJ once in a while. So they had his phone number. So the owner was named after, I think it was, like, Mercedes Club or something like that. The owner called him, like, a couple days later and said, Mike, who were you with? Who were the other two guys? Or who was the one guy? You know what I mean? Because it was always Mike and Nick, so I'm sure she knew who they were. But And he's like, why? He's like, because the guy he got into the fight with broke his arm, and he's trying to sue the club, and we're going to go after him. So Mike never gave my name up, but wow. Yeah.
So you're saying you broke someone's arm?
I don't think I broke his arm. I think in the scramble, like rolling around the ground, bounced.
When he was beating your ass,
no,
broke his
we
arm.
Bounced off these cars, bro, so hard. That I think it broke when we slammed off a couple of these cars, you know what I mean?
So how can this guy sue the club for
that? I don't know.
And so that was it?
That was it. He didn't give my name up, obviously. But.
All right, speaking of fights, did you see the footage of Nate Diaz?
Yes.
Putting that dude out?
Yeah, now he's got a warrant out for him.
I know. What you, okay, Tom, give me your take on all that.
I mean, I only saw like a 30-second clip, so I don't know the whole story. But the guy is standing right in front of him. I think that, I don't know who closed the distance, or they closed the distance together. It looked like maybe Nate was coming forward and he was not backing up. But I think if you don't want to fight, you shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? So I think guys have fought since the start of time. Now, I don't know if just the police picked up the charges or this guy is trying to press charges, but if this guy's a real man, don't press charges, bro. It's the dumbest thing you can do.
Okay, do you know who the guy was?
He has the lookalike for Jake. Yeah.
Jake Logan. Paul. That's literally his handle.
Logan.
Not Logan Paul. That's his handle.
Yeah, he's the
lookalike. Kind of looks like him. Looks
a little
like
bit.
Poor man, Logan Paul.
But they were talking shit because they both were coming from a fight.
Right.
And Nate had a fighter that was fighting, and he had a fighter, and they were talking shit to us. So there was shit talking.
Now Nate was backed up against. He was backed up against building.
Yep.
Right. I seen a bunch of stills. He's backed up against the building. I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. in the court of law, right? He's backed up against the building. This dude is coming forward to him. Nate has his hands up. Looks like Nate has his hands up. Like, this guy has his hands up. Like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate looked like, to me, kind of de-escalated by snapping him. They could have cracked him.
Mm-hmm.
He snapped him down, put him out.
Mm-hmm. He laid him down pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know.
But I think the dude cracked the back of his head a little bit.
But he didn't hit the ground hard at all.
No, he laid him down pretty easy. Yeah.
He probably just that last little kid. He was laying kind of on a curve, last little. It wasn't a bad injury. I doubt he even went to the hospital. But my question is, often the state will pick up charges, right? You don't have
bullshit,
to.
Bullshit, bro. I think
but if that guy's pressing charges, you're a bitch.
Right.
I've been in a million fights,
but even if the state does, right? I still don't think, dude, did you see the video of that? The melee of those fights going on? Dude, I think Nate did. What Nate did was the most civilized out of everything going on. People are fucking cracking people and not looking. Come on.
The bad aspect of it for Nick is he's involved in an altercation like once a month.
No, it's not.
See, he was just, when I was in Newark, last time I was in Newark, he was in a brawl in the street. Remember, he slapped that one dude?
We threw the beer on him.
No, Dylan Danis is buddy, and then his buddy
smacks him, buddy.
Slapped him, right? But he's often involved in. So it's only a matter of time before you catch something. You know what I mean? You're going to catch a charge eventually. But yeah, I think that depends on if the state picked up the charges. There's nothing you can do. If this guy is pressing charges, he's a bitch.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your take on it? You think that
I think it was justified. Yeah,
I didn't see the kid.
This dude's obviously a fucking a clout chaser, right?
Now,
he's literally trying to promote Prime because of Logan Paul.
He's only known for looking like an actual celebrity,
you know? And he wanted and he got it.
Yep.
Looked like he's in Nate's face. You know what that motherfucker's gonna do.
I don't understand that at all. If you're gonna scrap, you got 50-50 chance. You're either gonna win or you're gonna lose. And if you're going to lose and you're going to press charges.
Some people have more like a 99% and 1% chance.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. But what I'm saying is the average person, if you don't know your opponent, not a professional fighter like Nate or like you, but if you're just in a bar and I'm in a bar and I'm going up against a dude 250 pounds that I don't know if he can fight or not.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 shot in my book.
So listen to this though too. Damon Martin actually posted this. He's a journalist at MMA. And he said something like about this not Logan Paul dude. He's a 1-0 as a boxer.
He is?
Yeah, 1-0 as a boxer. He's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. He has 13 wins in jiu-jitsu.
Didn't know that.
Right? Yeah. So you know how I responded to that post. I put 13-1.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But so you think that Nate shouldn't be facing any charges?
No, absolutely not.
Don't you think he's got away with a fair amount, though? Like, slapping people is technically an assault, right?
No, he slapped...
By the law, I'm saying.
Not by my law.
Agreed. So same law as mine.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm not worried about other laws. I'm just saying, and he's not smacking fucking some kid walking down the street.
Right.
He's smacking a dude that's a fighter or right. someone that's talking shit to him.
Right.
It's not like he's just going around smacking innocent people.
Okay, so let's put it in perspective, right? So at the most, he choked a guy out relatively quickly, let him go, didn't just drop him, let him go fairly easy. Yes, he's got probably a
laceration,
minor so, injury yeah. to the back of his head. Getting choked unconscious, that happens every day in jiu-jitsu, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Nate caught a charge, right? What about on stage when Chris Rock got slapped by, why wouldn't there be a charge there?
It shouldn't be.
Never was, right?
Right.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Well, I mean.
Is it assault, right? Is it one because one's a bigger celebrity than the other?
Probably, but also.
Will Smith also, slapped no, Chris Rock, right?
I know, someone was unconscious and bled. A slap.
But that doesn't define. That doesn't define an assault. One is aggravated, right? Aggravated is with injury.
I know, bro. You're sitting there. You're trying to like.
I'm just saying.
Split what, hairs here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what I think. If you optics, which one looked worse? You know, and one was on stage, almost looked like it was orchestrated, right?
I'd rather get choked out by a professional fighter than slapped by Will Smith.
Yeah. Well, probably because if you got smacked with Will Smith, you'd be having a ball in your mouth.
Idiot. Speaking of fights, you just got into a fight recently and damn near fucking
fight.
Got your ass kicked, right? Yeah, the ring itself kicked your ass.
Yeah,
dude. Kind of went viral, bro. You're a little viral right now.
Yeah.
Talk to us about it.
So yeah, I was training Mark Gray and... Yeah. I'm holding the mitts. People say I was training, like, I was sparring. I wasn't sparring. I was holding the mitts. Rookie mistake, bro. I fucking didn't lock the cage. Not even lock the cage. I didn't close the cage door. So we're good, you know what I mean? And,
Did your back to it.
I have my back to it. And you could actually see, I'm going, you know, he's, blah, blah, blah. He throws a knee, you know, like a shadow jump knee. And I'm backing up, and you see me kind of, like, turtle shell my back to anticipate the cage door. And... I didn't feel it. All I felt was the stairs hit my spine. I remember feeling my back, and it almost like makes you want to go backwards anyway. So I kind of boom, and dude, it was loud. It was like whack, and I was just like, I was like, what the fuck? More like disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
You know, rocking. I mean, I didn't go out or anything. I was a little woozy, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
My back hurt more than anything, but I got up and finished training.
Is it? How long did you estimate you laid there for?
Oh, I probably laid there 20 seconds, 10 seconds, yeah. But I made a quick lap, and then I went back in the cage.
That's awesome.
And I locked the door.
What is the door literally just like, you know, like on a metal gate?
It's on a hinge. A hinge that has like a lock. But
oh, like a pin. Okay.
Yeah. But like I said, it was wide open.
Yeah.
Not even, you would think like, dude, it was bound to happen, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't even hit a post or scrape a post. Like sometimes when the door's there and you don't latch it, you still can like almost catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, it's not like it did.
That's fine.
Dude, if there wasn't, he has like that weight room mat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It was just concrete. I might have been like not Logan Paul.
Yeah,
for real. But I think I tensed my neck a little.
You knew it was happening. I'm a good athlete, halfway out.
I'm a good athlete.
There you are.
I think I just reacted. I must have, because, like, it was loud. And I feel like I would have, my back of my head would like, hurt like a bruise and nothing. So,
you're lucky. Now, is that, like, do you do that a lot when you're in there? Just leave the door open?
No, we close it usually.
I feel like there was a fight once where somebody came out, maybe not UFC, but I felt like I saw a fight once where the door wasn't latched all the way or something, and guys came flying out through.
Yeah, it happens. It happened before. People forget to latch it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like that, I mean, I had it wide open like a bozo. You know?
That's funny.
Not cool. So you pumped?
For?
Your president.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, I don't like talking politics, but yeah. It's,
yeah, right.
I love talking politics with you privately. I don't like doing it on here.
Well, I'm just saying, you're not pumped. I thought you'd be pumped.
No, you'd
be pumped, your guy.
We're screwed, bro. We are so screwed, man. We are so screwed. We have no chance, none. They've essentially eradicated the First Amendment. It's basically gone. It's pretty much gone. Would you agree with that?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, freedom of speech, you're saying?
Oh, Tucker Carlson's gone now.
Well, he's going to do it.
Dan Bongino, I guess, like, is leaving because of that.
Listen, Tucker, wherever he goes, he's going to get a bigger audience than he ever had. You don't think Spotify or Rumble or one of these people are going to pick him up? He's gonna. We're going to see videos of Tucker. It's not done. Dude, he's too good.
But he was like the
They said he was number one in his medium.
He was like the last big voice. And he's gone off that platform now, which is a huge platform.
Yeah, but I don't know, actually. I wonder. Like, their numbers are still not astronomical. His numbers are astronomical. He was the only one.
You know who we have left, though? Who I think is...
But listen, he was the only one. Like, I think Fox News does better than CNN. But his number...
By far.
Yes, correct. But I'm saying, like... It's because of Tucker. Of course. Like, Tucker does better than Hannity, does better than all
the
other...
They lost, like, $978 million worth of revenue in a day because they let him go,
And didn't they sue themselves, you were telling me?
Well, based on what Jesse sent us. That
BlackRock owns...
BlackRock owns, like, 51% of Dominion and owns, like, what, 49% of Fox. Something. I have those numbers wrong, I'm sure, but owns a considerable amount of both. So if Fox got sued by Dominion for, what was it, $970 million or something, aren't they suing themselves?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, how does that make any sense?
It's all tax. I'm sure when Fox gets sued and has to pay that money out, and they're paying a different subsidiary or whatever, a different LLC, they probably use that as a tax write-off for that.
It's going to the parent company regardless.
Right.
So I don't know, bro. I get so discouraged talking about politics.
That's probably the way. Listen, that's the way to keep the money, right? Mm. You keep you get fined whatever $900 million. You have to pay $900 million to that company. Mm-hmm. Then you could probably say, hey, that's I don't know, maybe not fine.
But isn't that
it's like a tax write off? It's a way to wash your money, man.
But it's the very concept behind globalism, right? They own everything.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the whole thing?
Do you ever see that thing? Like, say, all the corporations, like. Like, four corporations own everything. Mm. Like, literally everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts, man.
I know. So that's my point.
But I've been seeing people talking about, like, moving out of the country.
Mm. To where, though? Where is it bad as it is it still better?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's better than Canada. Canada would have always been my second choice.
Yeah, right.
I think we're way better than Canada.
Oh, my God. Or even Australia. He's a lunatic. Or even Australia. Obviously, the way those places handled the COVID thing, mm-hmm. you can't have guns there. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I wonder, like, in these other countries, like in the Middle East, you can't have guns.
Listen, they're grinding away at the First Amendment. You know what I mean? And they're doing it in the name of saying these are private entities. So therefore, they go. It's not, that's how they get away with it. They're saying Fox is a private entity. It's not covered by the First Amendment. And same thing like Twitter was. Yeah. All these are private companies. That's how they do it under the smoke and mirrors. So obviously they're chipping away at that. What's next? Second Amendment. They're going to start coming now.
We'll see.
What do you mean we'll see? Of course
They've been forever, right?
We had some breakthroughs, right? The New York Fish and Gun Club. Obviously that was a huge breakthrough that
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's how we were allowed to have CCWs now. Mm-hmm. We were never allowed to before because they won that case.
Okay. Yeah.
I think what's his name? Clarence Thomas was a huge deciding factor in that case, mm-hmm. I believe. And, so that was a miraculous breakthrough. But you saw what just our home state did with it immediately after. They started imposing all these state laws where you could and you couldn't. And then we had some wins against that as well. So I guess I have some hope for the Second Amendment still. Some.
Well, compared to other countries, I'm saying.
I think the reason I have the most hope for it is because there's like 330 million guns
in America.
In America. How? You can't get rid of them.
No.
You can't. Mm-hmm. But I think I was talking about this, maybe a couple episodes ago, right? Just about how much your government cares for you, right? In my opinion. I'm sure people totally disagree with me, which is why I don't want to make this a political podcast, but hey,
here we go.
The amount of money we sent to Ukraine. How much is it? Can you look that up, Andrew? How much money we sent? Is it like $60 billion now?
Yeah, like trillions.
Something like that. I forget the exact number. But they say, if you broke that down, right? Second Amendment guy, right?
You could have a train.
Right. And everybody talks about how children are school shootings. Nobody would argue with that, right? Nobody would argue
I just seen.
But if you really wanted to protect children, you'd put professionals in there, right? Retired police officers or active duty police officers. Listen. Or whatever, if you took the money, just the money you sent to Ukraine, which nobody believes actually goes to Ukraine, right? Everybody knows that that's just wash money, right? But anyway, if you took that money, I think there's 300,000 schools, grammar schools, grade schools, high schools in the U.S., something somewhere in that range. Maybe I have that number wrong. I'll have to look that up. Yeah. But I think it equaled out to like $578,000 per school for private security.
Yeah.
There would never be another kid shot ever.
I just seen,
in a school, I should say.
I don't know what it was with Obama. I don't know what reporter or celebrity or something was sitting down with Obama. And he was like, asking him, like, you know, your daughter is going to be dating soon. What do you think about that? He's like, well, you know, my daughter makes good decisions. And I have people with guns following them, so mm-hmm. I feel pretty good about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay for you and mm-hmm. your daughter. What about everybody else's people?
There's not one of these people that are, that are anti-Second Amendment. Not one of them. That don't have a slew
of armed protection,
at all times. Right. Not one of them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
$196 billion.
Miles off. $196 billion. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And again, Frankie, you didn't answer my question. I asked you a couple episodes ago. Why, if a politician makes $175,000 a year, within 5 years, why are they worth $6 to $10 million, and then by the end of their 40-year career, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars?
Can you tell you?
Please.
Because they rigged the market, probably, right?
Well, insider trading, right? I'm sure that's part of it. Saying, right? But you don't think that they're taking payoffs from special interest groups?
I'm sure, but I think that's more traceable. So, no, I think they get their money through stocks. They get those payoffs are those stock tips, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they can actually, how do they out-trade?
I think it's a combination of both.
I'm sure, but I don't know, man.
The electric vehicles, Nancy Pelosi, with the government announced that they're going to implement all these. And she already had all the,
That's what I mean. Like, those are the kickbacks they get.
Right. It's just, listen.
She out-traded the
I used to be so proud of this country, and I still want to be, because I am of, and don't take this out of context, our history, meaning the men that fought in World War II. I don't mean all the bad shit. Clearly bad shit happened in our history. I'm not proud of that in any way. But, you know, the proud men and women who have served and died of all race and ethnic backgrounds and our country for what our forefathers put forth, right? And have died. Several world wars.
When did we get Maine?
When did we get Maine?
It was one of the original 13, right?
How did that work, right? Maine was part, wasn't it?
Was Maine one of the original 13? Let's count. Let's do it. Let's figure it. Pennsylvania, Delaware,
Virginia,
New Jersey, Virginia, New York,
New Hampshire,
Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont.
I said Vermont already.
Oh, you did already? That's only seven. Maryland. Right. Were the Carolinas 13th? Yep, Carolinas, Baltimore.
Georgia, Connecticut.
Georgia.
Connecticut, yeah. Was Maine a 13th?
Maine Carolina? Came in later, yeah.
Yeah, they jumped on a bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when it was founded, but Maine definitely came in later.
What was it? Who had it before them?
You're asking me...
French, probably the French, right? Know. No, well, I kind of
we landed that. Where?
The French.
Plymouth Rock, Roanoke, where?
You did. You those 3%ers. You probably did. I was in Italy still. All right. I didn't come to America until the 50s, buddy.
Someone said Plymouth Rock is still in the exact same amount of water it was when
we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
That's right.
Who said that? That Malcolm X? I think it was.
So where would you go, Frank, if you had to leave?
No, I seen, you know, Zuby Music. I follow him on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He was saying, because he was raised, he sounds American. Mm-hmm. I think he's born in the UK. He was raised in the Middle East.
Okay.
But I think he did some studying here or something. You could hear his UK accent a little bit. But he was saying Middle East is where he would, he was saying Middle East, Eastern Europe. He said Utah.
What about was where he'd go?
Those are the places. I forget where else.
Wonder why Utah, because it has such
more of their values.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the biggest polygamous community in the United States.
No, I don't think they're allowed to do that now.
Yeah, they are.
No, I don't think so.
The Mormon religion? You're
not allowed to have, pretty sure they're not.
You can't have more than one wife, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
There's fucking TV shows about it. What do you mean?
I know, but they're not supposed to. What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're saying, wait, not supposed to or can't?
Can't.
They do.
Can't.
Legally, by law.
Legally can't, by law.
Can you look that up? I believe you
can't by law. What are you talking about? That's why. Why do you think Mitt Romney's family moved to Mexico and created a Mormon down there? Because they wanted to have the wives.
Okay, well then maybe I'm wrong, Frank.
I think you are.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was legal. Especially in Utah.
I don't think it's legal.
Is polygamy legal in Utah? I should say, is it enforced? Because maybe they just turn a blind. It's like weed, right? Maybe. Weed is federally...
Not legal.
Not legal, but they turn. No, nobody's going to get busted for weed. They just turn blood on.
Statewide, if in states where it's illegal, probably you can still get busted.
Right, so you're saying polygamy is by the state of Utah, not by...
No, I'm thinking, I think it's just illegal. I don't know. Now you got me second-guessing myself.
Well, that's what we got Andrew for.
It's illegal.
It's illegal!
But they used to be a felony. It's no longer a felony in Utah. Ooh, so they've loosened that.
Slap on the wrist.
How do they have a TV show about a guy with...
Because it's fucking TV, Raj. Yeah, how do they have a TV show about...
Is it like religion-wise, they're like their wives, but like legally they're not?
Okay.
Like right. Maybe in like the religion, that's how they view it. I gotcha.
Who was the one
TV
really...
show are you talking about?
Who was the
what
one...
What TV show are you talking about?
Oh, I don't remember
Big Love.
Name. Is that Big Love? I think you're right.
Bill Paxton?
I think that's right. Yeah. Who was the one guy... he was a real sick bastard, and they finally got him. What was his name?
The Duggars.
Huh?
The Duggar family?
No, not the Duggar family.
What do you mean? No. Real sick,
he was like a leader in the polygamy community in the Mormon church. He was like a bigwig. He was on the radar for years. They couldn't get him, and then they got him on the road. They got him in a roadside stop outside of the state somehow, busted. But he was like marrying like 13-year-old girls. He was a sick fuck. Mm. He had like 26 wives or something. Look him up. He's probably the most famous polygamist ever. I forget his name. Real tall, skinny guy. They finally got this guy.
How long ago is this?
Oh, I'm guessing a decade or better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
No, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I was in Utah recently. Went to Mount Zion for spring break. It was incredible.
Yeah.
We had a guide and everything.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was just so dope.
Best hiking you've ever done? Better than Red Rock?
Yeah. I mean, Red Rock's sick, though. It's all you literally drive from Vegas to Mount Zion and you see the mountains and they're all pretty much the same mountains. Yeah. Like where we stayed like the entrance to the park is in Springdale's the town. It's like just a mile road and we stayed kind of like on that strip. And like you feel like you're on a movie set, looking around, seeing all these mountains and stuff. That was dope.
What is your most memorable vacation of all time?
They're all memorable in their own way. Yeah. This most recent one, just because it's so fresh in my head.
Yeah, sure.
It was, honestly, we've never did this. We never went away to do this.
Yeah.
In Vegas, we would always hike. We'd always go on hikes. But, like, this was the sole purpose. Every day we landed in Vegas, stayed in Vegas one night, drove in the morning, drove to Hurricane, Utah, went side-by-sides, hung out side-by-side, then finally went back to our hotel.
Are you allowed just to take that anywhere you want in the desert, or do you have like a guide with you?
We had a guide. Well, we had a guide because we had a guide with us the whole week. I think you probably could have just rented it. There's like a course, you know, kind of. But dude, it's like you're on Mars, bro.
Right.
Up, down. Yeah, yeah. Like Renee got kept getting stuck. Like it was legit.
That's awesome.
And then the next day, we went to Angels Falls, which is like a really famous hike.
You sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, went pretty much to the top, like you're looking over, but I guess there's an extra peak. And the guy was like, "Hey, if you want with the kids, you can go." And I'm like, "Hell no,
I'm good, yeah.
Hell no."
Just I don't like heights.
You know, like I would do it if I was by myself, but now my kids like, because I wouldn't be. I was like, my throat was my heart was already in my throat.
For your kids, right?
For my kids. Yeah. I'm screwed off. Because like, dude, there's no, and you know how women are, like, you know, women, I'll get out and walk, let me out, like, you know how women do that, in a fight with a girl, let me out, you're in like fucking hood,
yeah,
you know how they do that.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter was doing that on the mountain, like, stop it, pushing, let me go, what are you doing? Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, there's no mistakes up here.
Exactly.
So obviously scared the hell out of me. We're up there, we seen a condor.
Yeah, that's the biggest wingspan of any bird, right?
We seen a condor, two of them flying, it was sick. Then we go down and actually, here, I'll tell you, we're going on this trail. And it's like, a lot of people are on this trail. And in my mind, I'm like, am just, why don't we take this damn guide? We didn't really need to do this. But the guy was cool as shit. And he's taking us up and he's, you know, explaining, you know, talking about, you know, just everything. And we walk and there's a sign that says, you know, owls, be quiet. And he's like, yeah, they say there's owls. We haven't seen any, but this and that. And he just kind of keeps talking to us. And dude, my kids were actually kind of quiet. They weren't talking or being rowdy. We're all just walking. We're listening to the guide. So some lady comes up, kind of walking past, like, oh, I love being behind you guys. I'm learning so much, you know? Like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then we're going, and another lady comes by. She's like, did you guys see the sign about saying quiet to owls?
Oh, my God. And I'm like, Karen.
Oh, dude. So I'm looking at Renee. Right? Usually I'd be like, shut your fucking mouth, lady. Because right. I can't stand that shit, yeah, you know?
I can't stand
it. So, Karen's, but the guy being with us actually helped make kept everybody in check this week a little bit, you know, that week. And, but I see Renee, and he's like, are you a park ranger? So no. So Renee's like, okay, then mind your business. Okay, we paid for a guide. Our guide's telling us about this place. Your friend is telling us how much she loves it. Yeah. And then the lady still realized, like, oh, I maybe shouldn't have said that. And you know, Renee's like, yeah, my kids are being cool. Our guide's doing all the talking. She's like, it's our first time here. The lady's like, yeah, it's my first time, too. I'm like, oh, you felt the fucking need to police the fucking trail?
Right. I can't stand people like that. Yeah, dude. People that are so, it's usually women, you know, middle-aged women with a bun haircut. That are so comfortable. She had short hair?
Yeah.
They're so comfortable with telling you how to live, you how to raise your kids. Yeah. Well, I don't get that, bro. Short of seeing someone abusing their kids, and I'm talking like fucking hit your kid and hurt them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not getting involved.
Hell no.
Fucking parent how you want. You know what I mean? Can't stand people like that, bro. And the level of comfortability that they have doing that.
That's what I noticed, though. I'll tell you what.
It's getting worse.
When I was in Vegas, and when I was in Utah, the workers that worked at the restaurants or wherever, the stores, were incredible, dude. I'm like, dude, it's for real. I was like, dude, these people are like, it's top notch. Even in Vegas, they were so nice. But like the people in Utah, like walking on the trails and stuff, they were not that nice. Mm. You know what I mean? They were a little like snooty. I guess, you know, people that hike are crunchy granola motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I'm by the pool. And usually when I'm out, I'm the dude with the least tattoos out of my friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there, no one, like, I felt like people were, like, avoiding me and stuff, you know? And, like, what I come to realize, rich white people are probably the worst of the people.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? They just think who the fuck they are.
Women, though.
They're, nah, even the dudes, bro.
Really?
The
dudes. My experience has always been ladies. Always.
It's mostly ladies, but the dudes can be a little snooty, too. And I would, I don't know.
That waspy attitude. It's funny because I love where I live. I do. I don't know why. I can name a million things that I don't like about it, but this is my home. This is where I live. But like, you gotta have a little fucking attitude and a little swag to live around here. I go home to Maine and I bring people back with me. You know, I brought friends back there, girlfriends, you know, over the years. And as soon as you get to, like, I don't know, Bangor, Ellsworth area, you know, maybe like 30, 50 miles out of where, every car that passes you waves. They just fucking wave. And everybody's like, you know that person? I was like, no. Did you know that person? No.
That's because you're the fucking first person I drove by in like 3 days. Right?
No.
They're waving. I mean, they're not waving. They're fucking, they're flagging you down. They need help. Bro.
Just waves. And, you know, I've brought, like I said, girlfriends back. We've hiked like the Rockefeller carriage trails in Bar Harbor, and everybody's, and listen, they're from other parts of the world. So maybe some are from Jersey, but it's just friendly. I've gone hiking, what's that, up in Ramapo Valley. You ever hiked up there?
No.
Union County?
No.
It's a beautiful trail, right? There's a big reservoir. Maybe it's like a 3.5-4 mile hike, and there's a big reservoir up at the top of it. It's gorgeous, but I was walking with the girl. I've done it 4 or 5 times, and nobody looks at you. They don't wave. They don't look. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's how it was there, though.
Yeah. I'm like, these people,
like,
don't
to
even,
me, like, if I, not the need to, it's
I'm like,
annoying.
Hey, what's up? Even say hello.
Oh, if someone says hi, I'm definitely saying hello.
Fucking stare straight ahead. Don't say nothing.
But like, if I make eye contact with someone, I'm gonna give a nod or a smile. Yeah. I can't help it. And if you say more, I'll say more. Right. You know? But exactly. Yeah, dude, I don't get that.
I don't either.
But this guy, so that first day, I said, we went up to the Angel's Falls, we go back down, and I'm like, damn, we really didn't need this guy. And we rented bikes, the electric bikes, that night, and we went all the way back to the top of the mountain to, like, a different trail. Dude, that might have been the dopest part at all.
That's
like, because we're on these roads, and the buses barely, like, the only buses go up there. So, like, you really have the road to yourself, ripping around 20 miles an hour on these little bikes with the kids. It was incredible, dude.
That's what you're going to remember, bro. I mean, listen, life is but a flash, right? It's pretty quick when you think about it. I was looking at, because my son's birthday's coming right up. He's got a birthday in like a week, right? So I was just scrolling through. I was like, I'll make a post about my son. And I was scrolling through. You know, I always get a little choked up when I see shit. But I'm like, oh, shit. Like, he's seven. He was a baby yesterday. Like, look at this picture. Like, life is a blink.
Yeah.
And when you're, you know, on the tail end of your life, and you're, it's shit like that you're going to remember. That's your know. Best memories.
I hope so.
You don't think so?
No, I'll be going to remember all this stuff.
Oh, you're not going to remember it all. But, like, that specific memory that is so... You know, cognitive in your mind about the bites. I bet you'll remember that. You know what I mean? I don't remember everything.
It was cool. We rented the bikes and we're all the way up in the top. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck did I get this guide? You know what I mean? We got this guide all week. We're going to take these bikes, $20 to rent the bike. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? But then the next day, he takes us to some off-beaten trails. And I'm like, all right, he was worth it.
That's cool. You
know, stuff that we would never know that's there.
You sent me the picture of the waterfall. Is that one that somebody could, like, cliff dive off of? Or no way?
No way.
Why? Because of the height of it?
Height, and there's no water there.
Nothing. Okay. Really, yeah. Gotcha.
The reason there was a bunch of waterfalls now is because there's so much snowfall in the West. And it's all down, you know, melting right now. But, yeah, he took us to this, like, cave drawings of Indians from, like, pretty much caveman Indians, 7,000-year-old cave drawings.
Wow.
It's incredible, dude.
And you can have access to it? Because people are horrible.
Bro.
Humans are horrible.
It's literally, you have to hike, not that far, like a half hour, not even, 15 minutes in.
And it's unprotected.
There's like a railing right there. It says, please don't touch.
Yeah. Some asshole will.
No one, honestly, no one did, man. No, I mean, not, nothing. We see.
You have these wing nuts that go to these museums right in broad daylight.
Oh, yeah.
And they just chuck paint all over.
If they really are about nature.
And it's always to protest something that has nothing to do with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Climate change or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, then we did the rappelling, the canyoneering.
That would scare me. I don't like that shit.
Dude, that was the crazy. And dude, my daughter, we did like a 30, a 50, then an 80-foot rappel.
80-foot
rappel, bro. And she had to do it by herself. Like, literally tethering in or whatever you call it.
Nobody's below, belay?
I'm below.
You're below.
I'm below. Yeah. So that's even, I had to go down first, and then I had to be the anchor for everybody.
You're yelling, on belay.
Yeah, on belay, belay on.
That's
and,
awesome.
It was cool, dude.
You got pretty fearless kids. Thank God. Because you can't buy that. My kids are fearless, too.
Yeah.
You cannot teach that or buy that or that's just something they have.
They're a little athletic, too, which helps.
That's awesome.
We had to do this one climb thing. Like, Tino was going. It's hard. Like, it's hard. You're on the rope, I guess, and he's pulling you up. So if you make it up, he takes the slack out. So, you know, you can almost, like, fake get up. You're not really climbing the rock, especially if you just fall back. So Tino was struggling a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be tough. He's struggling. So he got up there. Then Frankie went. Frankie really struggled. But I was also helping them. Like, I'm putting my hand here and I'm letting them step on my hand so they can go up. And then I'm pushing their butt up. Then I did that. So then Frankie, he struggled too, but he finally got up.
Yeah.
And then V, bro, fucking
ripped it.
I'm like, holy shit. I mean, I was able to throw her up a little bit easier. And then Renee did pretty good. She had dope shoes, though. She had dope
shoes.
She had these good shoes. And then I was struggling, dude. So I literally just took the rope. And was like, I just climbed it.
That's awesome, man. That's something that I don't have the stomach for heights, man.
I don't either. Honest, I was so, like, but I know, like, once we were hooked up on stuff, I felt pretty good.
Yeah.
I felt good. But we had, like, this one thing. He tied this rope, like, around, like, a peak of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And we all climbed up that rock part where I was telling you about. We went and hit on that line. We're all hooked on. And then he's like, all right, Tino, go. You're going to walk around. You can't see the other side. It's literally, you know, you're on the side of a fucking, like,
cliff
kind of. And you have to walk around this thing. And all my kids, I'm like, first Tino, then Frankie, then V, then Renee. I'm like, dude, that was just so nervous. I mean, I know they're on this thing. And then I had to climb it, dude. And I was like,
it's a different fear.
My fucking sphincter
people
was
you love,
tight.
Right? Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I'd do that. I just did.
No, we were good. I mean, if we fell, yeah, you'd be fucked.
Yeah,
but
80 feet, bro.
But we were on. No, that was the highest one. That was at the end. But honestly, the rappelling felt good. You literally lean back and you're like, I'm good. This thing got me.
Mm.
I could do that. Like the canyoneering or the rappelling, I could do it where you hike to the top. But if I have to climb to the top, I'm not.
You mean without a rope?
With the rope. Even with the rope. I'm not into the rock climbing because that's just total sketch.
See, I watch like videos, and I'm a fan. It intrigues me so much, but I just know I can never do it. Like Alex Honnold, right?
Yeah.
I watch videos of him doing like the wall called?
El Capitan.
Any of them, really. And he does everything, obviously, no rope, right? And it's called free climbing.
No, free solo.
Free solo.
Free climbing is with the rope. You boom and you climb up and then you take it off and then you go boom. That's
bro.
Free
it makes
climb.
Me nauseous
but
watching it.
Free solo.
When they do those zoom ins.
No ropes.
Yeah. But you'll see these cameramen who are just hanging off like feet full, legs fully extended. The whole thing makes me nauseous, bro. It turns my stomach.
Did you ever see this, some guy from Kingston maybe or something on Instagram? He had climbed buildings in like the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, with no shoes on and stuff. Yep. Like, dude, to the tippy top of the like, wow, that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They must obviously seek out certain buildings with a certain structure that, because not every building's climbable, obviously, right?
I guess, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Dude, he's been on the top of, looks like, whatever, those in the Middle East, the tallest buildings in the Middle East.
Do you remember, I think it was before both of our times, but the guy was pretty legendary. He used to camp out in buildings overnight. And he would...
Didn't he get caught much times, too?
We were talking about the guy with the tightrope walker. He was French.
Yeah. There's the movie about that, right?
Yeah. I forget the name of it, but yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, speaking of places I would like to visit, nothing to do with sports or... No, I shouldn't say sports. Nothing to do with... I guess technically it's a sport. Nothing to do with, me participating. But you ever heard of Isle of Man TT?
Isle of Man TT?
Isle of Man TT. It's a small island. I think it's right between Ireland. I think Ireland is the closest place to it. And England, small island, but they have a race there every year called the Isle of Man TT. All sports bikes, right?
Oh, sport bikes.
It's the most dangerous race in the world. They call it the most dangerous race in the world. But it's like started in 1907, right? Tons of history in it. And why it hasn't gotten shut down, I don't know. It's kind of
people
amazing.
Die every year?
Every year.
Really?
2005, 11 people died recently.
11?
Every year somebody dies, pretty much, for the most part.
Okay. Do, like, big names do this race, or is this...
Not big names on, like, the AMA circuit. I feel like those guys don't have balls enough, but, like, the Dunlop family, the father, somebody's going to correct me, I think the father's name was Michael Dunlop. There's four of them. They all race. Three of them are dead.
From that race?
Three of the four are dead from racing. Not specifically that race. I know one died in another race, but I think at least one died in the Isle of Man. They all died racing, but it's street racing, right? But done, through towns, through country roads. I think it's like a 30-mile loop around the island. But, bro, it's just infested with people. And I always wonder, like, why has nobody ever run across the road and get hit by a motorcycle doing 200 miles an hour? I've never seen it happen. I've seen lots of accidents. Where people, crash into buildings and stuff. I've never seen a person hit, but I'm like, why wouldn't, Andrew, you, in edit, throw a little clip in of Isle of Man just to see, it's mind-blowing how fast these motorcycles go.
How fast do they go?
I think the average speed is over 130 miles an hour and top speed is around 200. Yeah.
How's the fastest you've been on a motorcycle?
185, maybe?
I think I was 160. Yeah, it's too fast.
It is, but I have a healthy fear of things. I think I'm probably less fearful than like the average person, especially on motorcycles, just because I've ridden motorcycles my entire life. Especially less than you, for sure.
Yeah,
I've never seen this guy scared of nothing, and I saw him almost shit his pants on I-95 one day. But anyway, I wouldn't ride the way I used to now. No way. No way. I rode without fear. And I used to ride
smarter,
with no...
Right? You're smart and you have kids.
Exactly.
That's probably what it really is.
Exactly. But
I don't know if you're smarter. You just have kids.
Yeah, so started in 1907, so well over 100 years it's been going on, and they have not shut it down. I would love to go watch
that's
that
That's funny
race.
You said the people die at Angel's Landing. They have a sign that says, to let people know, this is legit. You could die. But this many people died here.
By falling.
And they actually took the number. Now it's a blank spot now because they don't even want to tell people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is it? I think it's over 100 bodies left on Mount Everest, right?
Oh, I don't know.
100 bodies.
They say there's so much garbage on Mount Everest.
I know.
How's that crazy?
That's mostly crazy. Oxygen bottles. Yeah, those guys, typically the people that do it, right, are in love with nature, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they leave other garbage all over. They say they've sent Sherpas up to get a lot of it, but obviously a lot of it gets buried by snow. If there's 100 bodies that they can't get off, imagine the amount of garbage. Mm. Just 100 bodies alone is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, fully clothed.
But at least they probably just are frozen, so they're not going to decompose.
Right. They get down what they can, but if you're... What do they call it? Above the dead zone?
Yeah.
I think that's above like 24,000 feet or something like that.
Oh,
yeah, because it's 30,000 feet, right? Really, so right. I think above 24, they call it the dead zone. You can only...
The oxygen is very...
Exactly. You can always stay... People have climbed it, though, with no oxygen. Not a lot.
Yeah, well, no. You ever see the guy... I didn't watch it. I need to watch it. But I heard the guy on Rogan's podcast before. I forget the guy's name. Navid... I don't know.
The guy lost his nose and they grew one on his forehead?
No. I don't think so. He's the guy's the climber. He the 14 peaks.
Oh, documentary. Yes, I watched.
He's got climbed 14 peaks in 7 months or something, which is like totally unheard of.
Yeah.
That dude, they say he's an animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like their Navy. He's a Navy SEAL in the UK or something like that, or somewhere. And he just is just from doing it forever. He could do.
But I think he lives, right? Isn't he like?
Yeah.
He's kind of a Sherpa already. He lives Nepalese.
Yeah.
It was another guy, too, that held records. He was a free climber, and he held a ton. Or he was a little guy. I forget where he was from. He was like a Swiss climber or something. And he held records for fastest ascents, right? He would ascend all these mountains, and he ended up dying. He died. He climbed all these much, because Mount Everest in the difficulty range is not one of the harder mountains to climb. Of the seven peaks, I don't know where it ranks, but it's one of the easier ones. Like K2 is much, much harder to climb.
Kilimanjaro? No, K2.
I think
different
it's,
peaks.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no, I think K2 it's its own entity, but it's smaller. It's not
the
as,
highest is Everest. Though,
Everest.
Right?
It's not as tall as Everest, but the degree of difficulty is much higher, and way less people ascend, and a lot more people die. But the guy I was just telling about, I can almost think of his name, Sir. Anyway, he died on Mount Everest in an avalanche. So he died on one of the easier mountains.
Well, how about do you remember the guy's name? He was like the other guy, Matt Alex Honnold. He was another free solo guy. Remember that documentary you watched?
Oh, I was like, greatest climber of all time. He's dead. I was wait, I missed the ending, I guess.
Yeah. That guy. But remember when he beat Alex Honnold's record without even thinking about it?
Right.
But then Alex Honnold went back and crushed it. He's just a competitor.
But he's such he's the most fascinating climber, I think, to me, just... He started out, he was like from...
Which one?
Alex Honnold started out in like a rock climbing wall gym. He didn't start out, most guys that do that shit
live
in the mountain life. He started out in a fucking gym climbing fake walls, you know what I mean?
It's crazy. He wanted to do it.
And got to be that good. But he said, I'm not really a speed climber. He's like, I don't really climb for speed.
He's more of a calculator.
He's precise. Yeah. Very
but
precise.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to crush this.
He crushed it. He did crush it. Because the kid, I don't know why I can't think of his name, only beat it by like a couple minutes. And then he came back and beat it by like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is impressive. Yep.
Well, I could use a bathroom, bro. Want to wrap it?
We can wrap it.
All right. It was good talking to you,
buddy. Yeah, buddy. I missed you. You were gone a couple weeks, pal.
I was.
Can you talk about that briefly, real quick? You were out in Vegas and you had no idea...
I kind of knew. I said, I'm just a bozo because I say yes to stuff and I don't know what I'm getting into. But I did know what it was, but I didn't know what it was until I got there.
Okay.
My family flew home. My family flew home. I'm working on the gym. You know, Renee's like, supposedly at the airport. I thought she took off and I'm getting texts from her. I'm like, how are you texting me? She's like, I got internet. me and all the kids. I'm like, yeah. I've been flying to Vegas for fucking 20 years now. I never once bought internet. I'm just like, okay, for 6 hours, I'm not on the internet. You know what I'm saying? But nope, I heard all my kids get the internet.
You told me that. That's such a great story. That is a great story.
So they're home. And actually, that day, I drove to the airport, came back, went to the gym, worked out, lifted. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, let's fuck it. I'll go to Red Rock. I went and hiked Red Rock by myself for like an hour. And when I pulled up, they're like, it says you have to have an appointment. So I pulled up, like, oh, you know, I don't have an appointment. It's like, oh, it's $20 or unless you have a national park ID, which I just had to buy one because for the trip. And I'm like, well, you know, matter of fact, I do. Bang. National park ID. Went hiking there. And then, but then the next day I did Megan Olivia's podcast.
Yep.
So that was cool. She's awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of hers. I think she's
I know special. Megan a very long time.
She's married to
Joe Benavidez.
Yeah, Benavidez.
Remember when he did a show with Mike Straka in New York for Fox Fight Game?
Vaguely.
It's probably before this is when we were hanging out a little bit. I used to go up every week and do the Fox Fight Game, and she worked with Straka a little bit. That's when I first met her, and then obviously now she's the shit killing in
UFC. She's got I know it sounds weird, but she's got the best hair.
Yeah,
I think right. her hair is like always like it's
on point.
On point, there always, yeah. Maybe I got a little Megan Olivia crush, you know what I mean?
There you go. It's not even tall guy though, man.
He's a little dude. He's a great fighter, though.
Yeah, he's
always brings it, bro.
Such a good dude. Such a good dude. And then the next day, I did the Year of the Fighter.
Okay, which is what exactly?
Which is they highlight 1 year of your career, your best year they consider, whatever they wanted to highlight, and then you just kind of talk about it. You look at footage. You look at some press conference footage, weigh-in footage, after the fight footage, stuff I've never seen before.
Okay.
Or stuff I haven't seen since then. You know? Right. So I just, react to it, talk about it. And
It's all blind, all fresh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was definitely a fun thing to do. See some of these videos like after the fights where I'm like upset. I'm like, dude, I don't remember. Well, because of the fight, I don't remember much of this. But dude,
like in the back,
really? In the back, the camera's following me. You see the fight from the difference from a draw to a W is just crazy.
Amazing,
you know.
I've only been in the back once with you. And
you were in this fight.
I shouldn't have been.
I forget which one. I'm like, oh, there's Roger.
No,
there's
shit.
Yeah.
I went to the back after one of your fights, you never get upset, bro. I never see you upset. And you were visibly upset. And I was like, oh, fucking just give him his space. Lee, I'm sure you don't want people in here.
Yeah.
It was after Aldo. You remember that?
Aldo won.
Aldo won.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, man. Well, listen, good go. I missed you, buddy. It's good to have you back.
Thanks, bud.
All right, pal.
I'd knock you down.
Yeah? You're going to knock me down?
No, I'm saying you're probably all high up on a pedestal. Everybody blows Roger. I'm back in town, buddy. I'm going to knock you down.
I don't know about that.
All right.
I had a little getaway where you were on. I went down and hung out with some buddies.
Speaking of blowjobs now.
No. But I went down to Lauderdale. I didn't have my kids this past weekend, so I was like, you know what? Let me get away. Went down, hung out with some friends I haven't seen in like 4 or 5 years. Hadn't been down there and had a good weekend, man. Got away, relaxed the mind a little bit.
Get out of Jersey, nice weather.
Yep. Yeah, enjoyed it. So.
Nice.
All right, pal. Good go. Right. Happy you're back, buddy.
Always. Till next time.
Jam the train.